A man that listened to the program last week by the name of Mr. Larry Nine then contacted me, and I will read to you a portion of the email that he first sent. I listened to your Sunday broadcast with my jaw dropped in total astonishment. I too have a story of abuse and cover-up by the insurance commissioner, state employees, as well as a Los Angeles DA. I presented proof of blatant insurance fraud to the DA's fraud unit in July of 2000. Two investigators for the DOI, Balti and Tomlin, worked on the case for months. To make a long story short, the DA's office got an arrest warrant for the attorney that falsified documents to the court. Four felony counts, including conspiring with another. The grand jury found enough evidence to go forward. After repeated court hearings and delays, the DA's fraud unit dropped the charges. Shortly thereafter, my attorney, Yolanda Marsili, dropped me with the most lame, incoherent letter. She even violated my attorney-client privilege and flat-out lied to me. She told me that my case was worth about $1.5 million, yet she quits on me. I called the state bar, and they basically thumbed their noses at me. The deputy DA that dropped the charges was the head of the fraud unit and was running for a Superior Court judge seat. She was elected. This sounds fishy to me, and all this can be seen at my website, www.mystatefundstory.com. I do not know the reason for the dismissal. The court files are missing, I was told by the clerk, and apparently have been missing for some time. I am doing all I can do to get justice for my family. How better can I expose this? Can you help? Thanks, Larry Nine. Listeners, I did look into this story, and the information that I'm going to be sharing with you across this next hour ought to cause you to become outraged. Outraged at a district attorney's office that is involved in covering up a crime of another state agency done by an attorney, Mr. Gustavo San Jose. This is not an isolated case of what DAs do. We've seen this exact same type of characterization and MO taking place in Wisconsin regarding the district attorney's offices there. I've seen it here in Monterey, California, with the DA's offices here. And they all have the same theme. They are not there to protect us citizens. They are there to bury the investigations against corrupt officials and other government agencies.